Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Well, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the Trump administration's replacement for the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, is officially in the books. The Trump administration repealed WOTUS in September of last year. This week, it was published in the Federal Register and becomes law this summer. Scott Yeager is chief environmental counsel at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says this is a win for agriculture.
Today marks a day we can put the victory flag in the ground. It's official. It's in the Federal Register, and it will be effective in 60 days. Now, things could happen between now and then that would change that. There's going to be lawsuits. Just about every environmental group out there has indicated that they are going to sue the Trump administration to try to overturn this replacement rule and try to put it back onto the old Obama WOTUS rule.
Worst case scenario, Yeager says, is the courts may place a preliminary injunction on the rule while lawsuits play out, exactly the same way U.S. agriculture and other groups blocked the Obama-era rule.
Legal road ahead of us, a court battle. Surely that will lead back to the Supreme Court. But for the time being, we need to be thankful that we've gotten to this point, taken almost the entire 4 years of the Trump administration to get here. And that's not by any fault of the Trump administration. It's just the nature of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.
The old WOTUS rule regulated nearly every water feature on your property. Overall, the new rule is getting rid of those ephemeral features. Those are the features that only convey water during or after a rain or snow melt, something that was categorically regulated under the Obama administration's rule. Well, in a letter yesterday to Vice President Mike Pence, who chairs the White House Coronavirus Task Force, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson called on the federal government to address the building stress and challenges that are facing the nation's pork producers. Because of COVID-19, many of America's pork producers have no access to processing and have no choice but to depopulate their herds, wrote Peterson, calling on the vice president to marshal a robust federal response to address this dire situation. Specifically, Peterson urged the vice president to direct a task force to coordinate between all involved federal, state, and local governments to provide urgent assistance to impacted farmers, provide flexibility to use all available state and federal processing capacity to the maximum extent possible to minimize supply chain disruption, issue federal guidance on best practices to prevent COVID-19 transmission in plants, and others. Peterson says without fast action and clear coordination, this situation will only get worse, not just for pork producers, but for other livestock and poultry producers as well. Well, three sources have told Reuters that China is looking to purchase up to 30 million tons of crops from the U.S. to help rebuild state stockpiles. The Asian nation's looking to protect itself from further supply chain disruptions brought on by the COVID-19 outbreak. It would also help China make good on its Phase 1 trade agreement promises to buy more U.S. crops. Beijing's also planning to buy 1 million tons of sugar and 2 million tons of soybean oil to add to its reserves. The sources aren't clear on where those supplies would be coming from. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers. It's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.